Jasher chapter 84. At that time, Korah the son of Jetzer, the son of Kehath, the son of Levi, took many men of the children of Israel. And they rose up and quarreled with Moses and Aaron and the whole congregation. And the Lord was angry with them. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their houses and all belonging to them, and all the men belonging to Korah. And after this, God made the people go round by the way of Mount Seir for a long time. At that time the Lord said unto Moses, Provoke not a war against the children of Esau, for I will not give to you of anything belonging to them, as much as the sole of the foot could tread upon, for I have given Mount Seir for an inheritance to Esau. Therefore did the children of Esau fight against the children of Seir in former times. And the Lord had delivered the children of Seir into the hands of the children of Esau, and destroyed them from before them. And the children of Esau dwelt in their stead unto this day. Therefore the Lord said to the children of Israel, Fight not against the children of Esau your brethren, for nothing in their land belongs to you. But you may buy food of them for money, and eat it, and you may buy water of them for money, and drink it. And the children of Israel did according to the word of the Lord. And the children of Israel went about the wilderness, going round by the way of Mount Sinai for a long time, and touched not the children of Esau. And they continued in that district for 19 years. At that time died Latinus, king of the children of Chittim, in the 45th year of his reign, which is the 14th year of the children of Israel's departure from Egypt. And they buried him in his place, which he had built for himself in the land of Chittim. And Abimnus reigned in his place for 38 years. And the children of Israel passed the boundary of the children of Esau in those days at the end of 19 years. And they came and passed on the road of the wilderness of Moab. And the Lord said to Moses, Besiege not Moab, and do not fight against them, for I will give you nothing of their land. And the children of Israel passed the road of the wilderness of Moab for 19 years, and they did not fight against them. And in the 36th year of the children of Israel's departing from Egypt, the Lord smote the heart of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and he waged war and went forth to fight against the children of Moab. And Sihon sent messengers to Beor, the son of Janneus, the son of Balaam, counselor to the king of Egypt, and to Balaam his son, to curse Moab, in order that it might be delivered into the hand of Sihon. And the messengers went and brought Beor, the son of Janneus, and Balaam his son, from Pethor in Mesopotamia. So Beor and Balaam his son came to the city of Sihon, and they cursed Moab and their king in the presence of Sihon, king of the Amorites. So Sihon went out with his whole army, and he went to Moab and fought against them, and he subdued them. And the Lord delivered them into his hands, and Sihon slew the king of Moab. And Sihon took all the cities of Moab in the battle. He also took Heshbon from them, for Heshbon was one of the cities of Moab. And Sihon placed his princes and his nobles in Heshbon, and Heshbon belonged to Sihon in those days. Therefore the parable speakers, Beor and Balaam his son, uttered these words, saying, Come unto Heshbon, the city of Sihon will be built and established. Woe unto thee, Moab! Thou art lost, O people of Chemosh! Behold, it is written upon the book of the law of God. And when Sihon had conquered Moab, he placed guards in the cities which he had taken from Moab. And a considerable number of the children of Moab fell in battle into the hand of Sihon. And he made a great capture of them, sons and daughters, and he slew their king. So Sihon turned back to his own land. And Sihon gave numerous presents of silver and gold to Beor and Balaam his son, and he dismissed them. And they went to Mesopotamia, to their home and country. At that time all the children of Israel passed from the road of the wilderness of Moab, and returned and surrounded the wilderness of Edom. So the whole congregation came to the wilderness of Sin in the first month of the 40th year from their departure from Egypt. And the children of Israel dwelt there in Kadesh of the wilderness of Sin. And Miriam died there, and she was buried there. At that time, Moses sent messengers to Hadad, king of Edom, saying, "Thus says thy brother Israel, let me pass, I pray thee, through thy land. We will not pass through field or vineyard. We will not drink the water of the well. We will walk in the king's road." And Edom said to him, "Thou shalt not pass through my country." And Edom went forth to meet the children of Israel with a mighty people. And the children of Esau refused to let the children of Israel pass through their land. So the Israelites removed from them and fought not against them. For before this, the Lord had commanded the children of Israel, saying, "You shall not fight against the children of Esau." Therefore the Israelites removed from them and did not fight against them. So the children of Israel departed from Kadesh, and all the people came to Mount Hor. At that time the Lord said to Moses, "Tell thy brother Aaron that he shall die there, for he shall not come to the land which I have given to the children of Israel." And Aaron went up at the command of the Lord to Mount Hor in the 40th year, in the 5th month, in the 1st day of the month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor.